Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's stream. We are here tonight live, hopefully, on Radio Albion, on DLive, and on Odyssey. Now, I'm hoping that all of these different platforms are working. I hope that everything is live as we are meant to be. Apparently, DLive is good, Odyssey is good, and hopefully Radio Albion is good too. And I want to say a huge thank you to the wonderful Sven Longchamps for allowing us to use the Radio Albion platform. So we have three different video streams, Odyssey, DLive, and Radio Albion, and audio only on Radio Albion 2. So that is very, very good. I'm a little bit better than I was earlier in the week, so hopefully I won't sound too congested. I've had a bit of the flu, been a bit under the weather, but I am still raring to go. So I hope you're all well, and I also hope you're well tonight as well, Laura. How have you been?
Hey, I'm pretty good, thank you. Yeah, regardless of what's been going on, but we'll get to that in a moment. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the stream. We've got lots to report tonight, and just a quick hello to everyone in the chat. Hope you're all well. Yeah, let's jump straight in.
Well, it's going to be some good news and bad news. It's going to be a mixed stream, ups and downs this month, continued harassment, but also major steps forward in certain areas. So lots of things to discuss. But before we get into the stream, a couple of things. If you would like to contribute to the stream, please use Entropy. You can send paid donations on Entropy, and you can also ask non-paid questions. All paid donations that have a message attached will be read out live tonight on air, and the best and the most pertinent questions will be asked too. So please use Entropy, and myself and Laura will be dropping the Entropy links in the chat. But they are also in the description of the Odyssey video. They are also on my Telegram and my Gab, which are the best places to follow me to see what I'm up to. And one last announcement. Despite my ill health, I am debating Jeremy Poole from Wake Up UK tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on their YouTube channel. And the debate is ethno-nationalism versus civic nationalism. It is going to be a formal debate. It's not going to be a free-for-all. That means a two-minute intro each, followed by segments of uninterrupted speech where we do a back and forth. So I hope you will all be there in the live chat to support me. Me and Laura will be putting the link out for that tomorrow, and I'll be reminding you about it throughout tomorrow. So I will be debating Jeremy Poole from Wake Up UK. And obviously, I'm on the ethno-nationalist side because I don't believe civic nationalism is even a thing. It is a confused nonsense aimed at pandering to our liberal enemies. The only kind of nationalism is the nationalism that seeks to defend a nation. And a nation is a group of people. And we are a group of people, and we are fighting for our continued existence. And when you fight for your continued existence against a hateful mob of anti-white progressive liberals, you face stiff resistance, and we have been facing stiff resistance, both myself, Laura, and her husband Sam. Now, last time we spoke to you, we did a fundraiser for Laura and Sam, and we spoke a lot about the oppression they had faced, and Laura is now going to give you a bit of an update. Because have the police left her and Sam alone? No, they haven't. Have they complied and given back her devices? No, they haven't. And she's going to tell you all about that now, and after that I'm going to tell you what they've been doing to me.
Yeah, so God, where to begin? If you've been following what's been going on so far, you'll know that last month my husband Sam was arrested, and they raided our home and they took 26 devices, and Sam was arrested for publishing material with the intention to stir up racial hatred. So they're accusing him of creating the 100 Handers stickers. The only evidence that they have of him doing this is you sound like this bloke on this stream. That's it. So they couldn't charge Sam with anything because they had no evidence. So they were hoping to either get him to confess to something in an interview, which he just no commented all the way through, so they couldn't, or they were hoping to find something on his devices. So over the last 5 or 6 weeks, however long it's been, they've been looking through Sam's devices, and basically they haven't found anything. So this week, on Wednesday morning at 6:45 in the morning, me and Sam were in bed asleep and we heard this knock on the door, and Sam said, "I think someone's at the door." But we looked at the time and we were like, "No, it's too early. It can't be the postman." And then the knock came again. So Sam looked out of the window and there were three officers stood outside our door and one officer at the other side of the street looking up at our bedroom window. And he beckoned to Sam and said, "Come down." So Sam said to me, "It's the police." So I was like, "Oh, for God's sake." So we went downstairs at 6:45 in the morning and they arrested Sam again because they wanted to take him in for more questioning. We did know that that would happen, or we did suspect that that would happen, because when they released him last time, because they had nothing on him, they said that what they would do in the future would be either ask him to go in for questioning, which he can refuse, so they're not going to do that, arrest him and make him go in for questioning. They could charge him, but they have nothing to charge him with, or they could just drop the whole thing. So we guessed that they would probably arrest him again to go in for more questioning. So on Wednesday of this week, he went in for more questioning. And when the police officers were in our house, I was so, so angry at them. Do you remember I told you last time that because I was kind of, I hadn't clicked what was happening, so I wasn't too angry when they were raiding my house because I felt like I was just kind of watching it happen to someone else. This time, I was so angry and I was so rude to them. And it's not like me at all because I'm usually a polite person, but I was absolutely fuming. And I was like, "He's such a good person and you're harassing him." I told them that everybody hates them. I told them that they're the bad guys. And then I was like, "I'm going to have to stop talking now because they're going to arrest me too." But they took Sam off. Two of them took Sam off. Two of them stayed to talk to me. I basically told them that I didn't want to talk to him and to get out. So they got out. And then Sam got took to the police station and he returned home 10 hours later. What they basically did is they took him in for interrogation again at the police station, and they revealed that out of all of Sam's devices, they've only managed to get into half of his devices because the others are locked. They've got encryption on them and stuff like that. And they haven't found enough on the devices that they have got into to charge him with anything. So what they did, and this is absolutely disgusting, is they tried to scare him with a load of alleged crimes that he has not done, stuff that's worse than just offensive communications, you know, like they did before when they like tried to say that he was guilty of conspiracy, and then they basically dropped it straight away. They did a similar thing again this time, and they were like, "We think you've got really, really bad stuff on those devices that we can't get into, so you need to give us your passwords," you know, hoping that Sam would be like, "Oh, there's nothing bad on there, it's just stickers," and he would hand over his passwords. The stuff that they accused him of is just ridiculous. They didn't show him any evidence at all. They didn't, in the first interview last month, they showed him like, you know, screenshots of stuff, photographs of stuff. This time they showed him absolutely nothing. It was just complete BS. Tried to scare him. And once again, Sam, being the fantastic person that he is, no commented throughout the whole thing and didn't give them any passwords or anything. So once again, they released him and he came home. They've released him on bail, so he now has conditions where it's just silly stuff, like he has to sleep at home. If they turn up and ask for his devices, he has to hand over the devices and the passwords, which is stupid because they've got all his devices, so he doesn't have anything to hand over. But he's just basically got all these bail conditions, and he has to go back in a month. And when he goes back in a month, they will either interview him further, they will charge him with something, or they will just drop the whole thing. So they basically just tried this dirty tactic on him to try and get into his devices because they don't have anything yet. So they tried scaring him. You know, like if they say to someone, "Oh, you've," they didn't say this, but if they say, "Oh, you've murdered someone," then you might go, "No, I've not murdered someone. I've just put up some stickers." That's what they were hoping to do with him. But he didn't fall for it. And they're just disgusting. What they've done is disgusting. And the worst part about it all is it's quite difficult at the moment because they've turned our life upside down. Obviously, we're worried about the future and what they're going to do. But for me, the part that I'm the most angry about is seeing Sam treat like this, because he's such a good person. And I hate seeing such a good person be treated so poorly, especially by the state, you know, the people who are supposed to have our backs. So that's it at the moment. We're kind of back to square one. We're just waiting to see what will happen in a month. Will they find something on his devices, or will they, I don't know, will they blag something on his devices? I don't know. But basically, we've just got to wait again for another month. Final thing, sorry, I know I've spoken for quite a while, but they still have my laptop and my phone, but I'm supposed to be getting them back next week. So hopefully I'll get my stuff back next week. The recipe book that we're doing for Grandma Towlers, that's on my laptop, which is why we haven't updated you guys about it yet. But when I get my laptop back next week, hopefully I'll be able to continue working on the recipe book again, which is about 2/3 completed anyway, and it's looking really good. But yeah, that's where we are now.
Well, thank you very much, Laura. Now, I've had my own trials. They're not as bad as Laura and Sam's, but they are still rather annoying. Now, very interesting, the day that Sam was arrested and Laura had her items seized, I had to go and post some things at the post office. I was heading to the gym, actually, and I was doing the post run on the way. Went into the post office and attempted to pay for the parcels to be posted on my card. The card was declined, so I put it in the card reader and put the actual pin in instead of just glancing it over the reader and doing the hovering it, the sort of contactless. I actually put it in and did the proper chip and pin like you used to have to, and it declined again. So I was like, oh, I don't know what's happening here. So I paid for the postage in cash and just left. And on the way, as I was walking out, I started to log into my app on my phone, and my bank account had been frozen again. Now, I thought, this is beyond a joke. For this to be happening a second time, it's just enraging. And I tried to call Laura. I obviously couldn't get through to her because she didn't have any phone. And later that day, when she rang me, I was like, you would not believe what's happened to me again. And she was like, well, actually, you won't believe what's happened to me. And what had happened to Laura was far worse than what happened to me. But I don't think it was any coincidence that these things happened on the same day. Within 24 hours, I believe, of that happening, I also lost my YouTube. Now, the bank account was frozen for 7 working days. And then magically, it was unfrozen. And this was very strange because in the time that it was frozen, I got a letter from Santander. Now, Santander wrote to me saying, we've closed your account, because I have a number of different accounts. And I'd had my HSBC business account closed. My HSBC personal account was locked, but they told me I could keep that account because it wasn't a business account. And Santander then, without warning, without investigation, without warning me I was under any investigation, they closed my account and sent me a check saying, we don't want to do business with you anymore. That's it. We're finished. We're done. And here I was with one account closed, the YouTube gone, and another account frozen, all within sort of 24, 48 hours of Sam being arrested and Laura having her devices seized. So I thought, well, I'll get through this. I'm used to this now. It's happened once before. I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to get all annoyed like I did the first time around. I'm just going to let this wash over me, man up, and deal with it. The account was unlocked, and I was like, oh, fair enough. Well, I knew I hadn't done anything wrong, so they unlocked it. And then I got a letter from the bank saying they're closing that account as well. So after HSBC said I could keep my personal account, now they're saying I can't keep my personal account, and it's going to be opened until July. So anyone that does donate to me to that account or has sent me donations there, that will be going down at a later date sometime in July. I've got the letter, but the date actually slipped my mind when they're closing down. I think it's sometime mid-July. So I am being basically more or less told that I can't have a bank account now. That puts me in a very bad position. It puts me in a bad position for paying my bills. It puts me in a bad position accepting money, doing business. It puts me in a terrible position providing for my family. It's obviously quite stressful for Mrs. Mark. I'm not as stressful as the first time around, but this isn't where this tale ends. Now, I accept donations in crypto and I've got my own wallet, but if I buy crypto, I have to buy or invest in crypto using exchanges. And I actually set up a Coinbase account, and I've had a Coinbase account for years. I barely ever used it, but I decided I was going to put a little bit of money into cryptocurrencies and did that through Coinbase. Now, as I said, Coinbase had never had a problem with me. I was fully verified. I'd been verified for years on there. No problem. I'd got a little bit of Ethereum. Then I bought another currency, And a couple of days after buying that currency, they locked my account and said I needed to be verified. Now, it went months and months without them allowing me to do anything with my cryptocurrency. And initially, I wrote to them numerous times and said, look, this is my money. I want my money back. You've got to give me my money back. I've sent you all my documents. Why are you doing this? And they kept writing back to me saying it just takes time. It takes time. We're very busy at the moment. And eventually, I lost my temper and wrote to them and said, look, I'm sick of this. I want my money back and I want to close my account. And they said, well, you can close your account anytime you want. So I went to close my account. And at the point where it says cash out, because most exchanges or all exchanges have to let you take your money back, they wouldn't let me take my money back, even when I tried to close my account. So I went through the whole close account procedure. And as soon as I clicked to close it, none of the financial transactions took place. And I was like, I can't get my crypto. They won't even let me close my account. So I kept writing to customer support, They fobbed me off. They repeatedly told me the issue had been solved and sent me a very patronizing survey to ask, how good did we do? Well, you did abysmally. You basically froze my money, wouldn't let me use it, gave me no explanation, and then won't even let me close my account and stop doing business with you. These people are complete crooks. So eventually I had enough. And I thought, I'm taking action here. So in the UK, I assume many people tonight are watching in the UK, we have a body called the Financial Ombudsman. And I wrote to the Financial Ombudsman and I filled out all their forms and put in a formal complaint about Coinbase. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that within a day or so of doing that, all of a sudden, all my tickets that I'd registered with Coinbase about the problem were all of a sudden being answered. And being answered very rapidly, and I was being assured something was going to happen because this was a proper complaint. And if the Financial Ombudsman gets a number of these complaints, they can actually find against a body. And Coinbase was actually on their watch list at one point, I believe, before they became registered in the UK for doing this to people. And I looked on Reddit. Many, many people have had this problem. It's not just me. The motto of this story is coming. And if you haven't guessed it, never use Coinbase. If you've got anything in Coinbase, ditch them. Use Binance. Use someone else. Coinbase are utter scum. Absolute scum. So eventually, because the Financial Ombudsman had contacted them, I got an email the other day. And I will just pull it up on my phone. And I will tell you this, it's quite funny. Coinbase, you're ready to invest. We've verified your account. You're all ready to invest in crypto. Now, that email came in on, what was the time? Tuesday, the 25th of May at 14:44. And then on Tuesday, the 25th of May at 14:45, one whole minute later, notice of account closure. Hello, thank you for your interest in Coinbase. Our primary goal is to make digital currency safe and secure for customers. Coinbase is a regulated money services business under FINCEN. And as part of achieving this goal, we are legally obligated to implement regulatory compliance mechanisms. Upon careful review, we believe your account has engaged in prohibited use in violation of our terms of service and regret to inform you can no longer provide you with access to our service. Well, I was closing my account anyway, guys. I don't want to use your crap service and I don't want to have my money held up and me be held to ransom. But it goes on. We respectfully request that you follow the on-screen instructions presented when you sign into your Coinbase account and send any remaining balance off-site to an external address. If you are currently enrolled in USD coin rewards, you may want to wait up to 40, I don't think I was, before withdrawing funds to ensure you have received all eligible reward payouts. You will not be able to access these funds after account closure. Should you have any questions or need assistance, please let us know and we'll be happy to help. Well, I actually do because I've got a small amount of UK currency in there, which they're still not letting me have. So the motto of the story is Coinbase, absolute scum. And my advice to any of you, close your Coinbase accounts, leave them a negative review. I've been leaving them a negative review everywhere on the App Store, everywhere I can leave them a negative review, I have. And I've obviously lodged my complaint with the Financial Ombudsman. But there is a decent outcome to this. You can beat these people. And I am going to be complaining to the financial ombudsman about both Santander and HSBC. And I'm going to be hitting them both with freedom of information requests. And I believe both of them have done me wrong. And I'm reporting both of them to the financial ombudsman for discrimination. So I intend to hit back at all of these people, even if it's only a small way, even if it's only like a small little bug biting the hide of an elephant. It doesn't matter. If enough small, tiny flying bugs bite the hide of an elephant, eventually that elephant gets disgruntled. And if a lot of bugs bite, it might get infected and it might actually face a few discomforts, maybe some life-changing problems because of the amount of bugs biting it. And that's what we should be like. We might feel insignificant. We might feel like we can't affect change, but we can. And we should be upping the ante with these people. We shouldn't be taking this lying down. And I'll be fighting back against all of these groups and be hitting them in the correct way to ensure that I'm not just going to be walked all over. Just want to answer this super chat because it directly relates to this. Trish 65535 gave $50. Thank you so much for such a generous super chat. And she said, "Are you still able to access these donations?" Yes, I am. And she says, "Thanks for what you do. Tell Laura she looks lovely. Hello from Boston, Massachusetts." Trish 65535. Well, thank you very much, Trish. I can still access these donations, and you can still donate to my HSBC account until a point in July, which I'll let everyone know. So if anyone wishes to do so, they can still keep doing that. Obviously, after then, it'll be harder to donate to me. My cryptos are up there. If you want to donate there, they all go now to a private wallet. But Coinbase, absolutely terrible. And I just want to stress this as well. It's very, very stressful when you have a bank account closed. But with a bank account, you do feel there are some regulations. When you have your crypto basically seized and frozen, that's actually a lot more stressful because Coinbase is an American company. They can basically do what they want. They're far more powerful. And although they're regulated by the financial ombudsman in the UK now, they aren't actually a UK company. But I have effectively shown that you can back these people into a corner. You can get them to listen. Please, please, if this happens to any of you, I am more than happy to advise you. I am more than happy to help you. I am more than happy to help anyone in the nationalist cause who is facing the same things that me and Laura have faced. And I will sit with you. I will go through the form. I will help you write it. I know exactly how to fill these kind of things in. I've worked with a number of solicitors in the past. I work with a solicitor on a regular basis, as you know. I'm not going to mention his name. Everyone knows how good a friend of his of mine. I work with him on a daily basis. He helps me and assists me with these things to the point where I can pretty much do them myself now. But if you need help and you are stressed, if people are getting at you, don't feel you're alone. I have been through this. I know how bad it feels. And I'm always here if you need a chat or if you need me to help you fight back. And I can guarantee you over the coming months, we will be fighting back against all of these people. We will be fighting back against the police. We will be fighting back against the magistrate who may or may not have been tricked into signing an unlawful warrant. We will be fighting back against all of the financial institutions that have done this to us. And we are still waiting on the Electoral Commission to come back to us. And I can guarantee you this, if they knock us back again, we will find ways to fight back against them. I always, always keep fighting. And I can tell you one thing. These people can keep striking us. They can keep trying to knock us down. Sometimes they might put us on our backsides, but we will keep getting up. We will keep fighting back, and we are not going to give in. And Laura, if you've got anything else to add to this, please do. But I've got to say this. That is the negative part of the show. And we wanted to get this out of the way because we have so many exciting and positive things to share with you. And what I don't want this to be is kind of like some pity party. That's not what PA is about. We're not one of these groups that exists for me and Laura to get arrested and then beg for money. We're not one of these groups that buys a bus puts a loudspeaker on it, then drives it into a Muslim area so it gets attacked, and then we can ask for donations to have it fixed. That's not what we're doing. We are here to empower a community. So this isn't going to be a stream like last month's. This is going to be a stream which is full of positives. But unfortunately, due to the oppression and harassment we face, we do tell you about this as well. But when Laura's had a final say on all of this, we're going to get on to the meat of the show, which I'm sure you will find very uplifting. And we've got lots of things that we're very proud to be unveiling tonight.
Yeah, we just want to tell you guys the truth about everything that happens, because it's your state as well. You know, these are your police officers that are supposed to protect you. This is your government that's supposed to protect you. And the last 18 months since we've had Patriotic Alternative, we might be 19 or 20 months old now. We've had so much thrown at us. We really have. I've been attacked in the street. I've had my bank account shut down. I've had my home raided. My husband's been arrested. I've been smeared in the media. I've been smeared in reports from far left activists like Hope Not Hate. I've been mentioned in government reports where they've suggested that we're not breaking the law, so let's change the law so that we can send these people to prison. Mark's gone through the same. Sam's gone through the same. They do throw so much at you. But I had a lot of messages this week when we mentioned that Sam had been arrested again, lots of people offering us support. And I honestly think when this happens to you so often, you just become so thick-skinned that stuff just doesn't bother you anymore. And every time they attack us, two things happen. The first is that we make it public. And every time we make it public, our support grows and grows and grows. We always get new registrations, new signups, new interest every time we're attacked, because people trust us, but people don't trust the police, and people don't trust the media, and people don't trust the government. So when they see these people attacking us, they think, oh, they must be interesting. What are they up to? And then they discover us and they join us. So that's the first thing that happens. And the second thing that happens is it confirms for me, and I can't speak on behalf of Mark, but I think he probably feels the same, why we're doing this. It confirms for me that we need something like Patriotic Alternative, because the system is hostile against our own people. And I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare us off. They can't shut down PA because we haven't broken any laws. We don't encourage violence. We don't threaten anyone. We don't use any racial slurs. So they're trying to stop us by using these dirty tactics. And all it does is have the opposite effect. It makes us think this is why we need something like PA. And I know Sam feels exactly the same as well. And I had a private conversation with Mark earlier this week, and he said, you know why they're doing this, Laura? It's because they know that they can't buy us off. So they're using these dirty tactics to try and stop us. And I said to Mark, I've only just got started. I have so much more to give. I haven't even depleted 1% of my energy yet. So keep it coming.
I did have one more thing to say, actually. Sorry, I forgot to say this when I was giving my talk about the police and the system. I just want to go on record in case anyone isn't completely clear about my stance on this, because I think it's very important to be clear about where we stand. The British police, for the record, are utter scum, absolute degenerate, vile, anti-white scum. These people took the knee for Black Lives Matter. These people covered up the grooming of hundreds of thousands of white British girls. And now they kick in the doors of nationalists in the morning. They arrest people and try to get into their devices. They illegally take people's phones. They talk to us like we're filth. And we're the ones trying to prevent the rapes of white British girls. We're the ones fighting back against, politically, against these anti-white mobs from Marxist groups like Black Lives Matter. But the police are kneeling to them. Let that sink in. The people burning shops, the people attacking people, the people looting, the police are kneeling to them. The police are covering up the rapes of white British girls, but they're arresting us for simply trying to stand up and campaign against our own replacement and displacement. The British police, in case you didn't get it, are utter, utter scum. I just wanted that on record.
People were more concerned with being called racist than stopping the rape, torture, and murder of English girls that's what we're dealing with. They covered it up. And the Manchester Arena bombing, even the security guard, it came out recently that he suspected that Salman Abedi had done something, but he didn't want to search him because he was scared of being called racist. That's what we're dealing with. These are the people that are attacking us. And I'm so glad I'm on the opposite side to them.
So am I. And sometimes when you're facing these hardships, when you're facing this oppression, for a lot of people, it weighs on them a lot and it breaks them down. It doesn't actually break me down. I know, me and Laura aren't going to talk about this, but I know what they're going to do to me to get me when they come for me. I know what horrible things they'll do to me. But I'll tell you this now, it doesn't make me want to stop doing this. It makes me want to do this more. It makes me want to redouble my efforts. It makes me want to achieve even more. It makes me want this community to grow because it proves to me absolutely beyond a shadow of doubt that what we are doing is correct and we're not going to stop doing it. And now we're going to show you some of the things we've been doing. And to start tonight, I want to show you our new leaflet. Now, obviously, young Barclay, he's another brave young lad who has been attacked by the system for putting out a leaflet about 2066. Well, there is another indigenous species which has faced complete replacement, eradication, and genocide. And that species is the lovely little red squirrel. And there is a lovely little red squirrel. And this is our new leaflet. Love your country, love the countryside. Protect our native species, stop building on the green belt, ban kosher and halal slaughter. And obviously there's a text on the back. But this leaflet is all about doing good things for our environment. It's about the fact that we as nationalists are the only true green alternative in this country. We are the only organization that would actually reverse the destruction of of our countryside. And we all know that the countryside is being destroyed because of mass immigration. Nearly all of our problems are downstream of mass immigration and multiculturalism, and the destruction of our environment and the abuse of animals is very much in that category. It is downstream of mass immigration. But that's not the only thing I've got to say. And I know Laura's itching to talk about this leaflet because she liked this when she saw it. It came as a bit of a surprise. I've been working on this with Kenny, actually. He asked me to do this. But I have another one in the works too called Borders Open, Brits Locked Down. Now, if the Conservative government dare to prevent the reopening of the UK on June the 21st, we will have a leaflet ready and it will be called Borders Open, Brits Locked Down. And we will be talking about the numbers of planes landing from India that are bringing this deadly Indian variant. And we will also be talking about the way the Conservatives, the cowardly multiculturalist globalist Conservatives, have said there is absolutely no way they could possibly stop these planes landing from India, but they can absolutely 110% keep all you good people locked down in your homes, destroying your businesses, destroying your health, and affecting your relationships and well-being. So we do have another leaflet which is under wraps at the moment, but it is going to be unveiled if the Conservatives do play the card that I think they're going to play. Laura, do you have any comments on the red squirrel?
Yeah, well, I actually have my red squirrel necklace on tonight. I don't know if you can see that. But I bought that for myself this week for £17 as a little treat. But yeah, I love this leaflet. And Mark just showed you the front of it. It's like eye-catching. It grabs your attention. On the back, obviously, it's full of text and there are lots of facts there about things like halal and kosher slaughter, things like the main damage to the environment is population growth. And obviously, 86% or more of population growth is a direct result of immigration. So nationalists, I say this all the time, but nationalists really are the only ones who care about the environment because we're the only ones who want to or have genuine solutions to stop and reverse population growth. It's damaging the environment. It's damaging the habitats of animals. It's a terrible thing. So yeah, it's a really good leaflet, and it's already up on our website. If you go to the leaflets and resources page, you can download it on there. And rather than me and Mark selling leaflets and making a profit from it, what we do is just allow you to download the leaflets from the website yourself, and you can just purchase them from just a website where you can download, you know, like 5,000 for 50 quid or something. We have people who usually chip in a tenner with their mates and get like, you know, 1,000 each, that kind of thing. If you are involved with your PA regional group, your regional organizer probably will organize leaflet drops in your region. And the regional organizers are able to get leaflets for free because Grandma Towlers pays for the leaflets. So if you want to get involved with your regional group and go out and deliver some leaflets, you can get some free leaflets that way. But yeah, I hope you like it. I know that I do.
Well, I think it's very important that we make it known to the public that we are the real green alternative. And as I said, we have plenty more leaflets in the works, and we will certainly be using our sizable activist base to push back against any further lockdowns. But it has been a busy month for PA, despite the fact we have been attacked, despite the fact they have been harassing myself and Laura to an insane degree. We have been very, very busy little bees. Now, I think the first thing to show you, which region do we want to talk about first, Laura?
We could start at the top and go down, so maybe start at Scotland.
Start at Scotland. I wish we were starting in alphabetical order, because I've named everything in alphabetical order. Damn it.
Well, just do it alphabetical.
No. We'll do it from the top. We'll start with Scotland, because Scotland have been super busy. Would you like to begin telling everyone just how busy they've been?
Yeah, Scotland have actually been the busiest group this month over May. I think they've had something like 8 events. Which is crazy. They have a book club, they have a fitness group, they have regular hikes out. They basically do everything. And Mark is now showing you some of the photos from Scotland. There should be about 8 photos from Scotland, I think, from this month.
I love that banner.
Yeah.
So they've been leafleting, they've been hiking, they have... I'm not sure. Were they attending a memorial there, or were they cleaning it?
Allow me to just get my notes up.
They have an excellent fitness group, so they go hiking regularly. I mean, look at that landscape, absolutely beautiful. There's the fitness group. And if you bring up your notes, Laura, you can tell everyone exactly what they have been up to, because they have been, I think, this month, the most active region.
Yeah, so this is Patriots from our Central Scotland branch. We're out today delivering leaflets to the people of Falkirk regarding the life-changing consequences of the SNP hate crime bill. So that's something that they've been raising awareness of over the last few months, actually. Free speech is really tightening up in Scotland. I know it's bad down here, but up in Scotland, they're talking about what you say in your home could be illegal as well. The fitness group pictures as well are just such fantastic optics. I look at that and think, I want to get fitter. I want to get in better shape, because we have a lot of young lads in Scotland. I can't even do one pull-up. Can you do pull-ups, Mark?
I can do about 20. I can do about 20 pull-ups, and my best press-ups were, I used to do 1,000 press-ups per day, 10 sets of 100. That was when I was at my peak fitness, but I don't think I could do that anymore. I can't do that anymore.
I can't even do one. Sam can do pull-ups. But yeah, the guys...
By the way, I want to be absolutely clear. When I say I did 1,000 in a day, it wasn't 1,000 in one set. It was 10 sets of 100. 10 sets, one each hour for 10 hours. It was like a challenge that I set myself.
Yeah, so that's all Scotland stuff for the month. Regular fitness groups, regular hikes, a book club. They're also doing fantastic on social media. They have some really good guys posting about Scotland specific stuff on their Gab account and on their Telegram account. Yeah, Scotland are, I mean, all the regions are doing well, but Scotland, I think, have had the busiest month.
They have. And somebody in the chat saying 1,000 push-ups makes me like Patrick, just like Patrick Bateman. So I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or as an insult. But yeah, I used to be really into doing body weight exercises in sets. And if you set yourself a target for the day, so you say, right, I'm going to do 10 sets of 20 pull-ups or 10 sets of 100 push-ups. It's, yeah, that's the kind of thing that I, somebody's asked, I wonder if Mark can get a reservation at Dorsey. Definitely, definitely. So which region do we want to do next, Laura? I think you're muted.
Sorry, let's do Northwest, James Goddard's region.
James Goddard's region. Excellent regional organizer and very, very good friend of mine, James Goddard. I am just looking for his pictures. 2 seconds. I think, did they only submit one picture this time?
There's one picture and it's mainly videos. James likes to make videos. So I don't know if you can show the video.
I haven't got any of the videos in my folder. They've done some excellent videos, but we do have a picture of them with their banner there.
Yeah. So what James Goddard is really good at doing is just getting out on the street and speaking. And he's been going through the Northwest region and he's been giving out leaflets to people and filming the conversations that he has with people. Also on the 22nd of May, he visited the Manchester Arena and the place where Lee Rigby was stationed. And he filmed a video at both of those locations, just paying his respect to the people who were murdered. So James Goddard has been raising awareness of those terror attacks. And he's also been just out on the street with a really good team of people delivering leaflets and speaking to the public. If you check out his Telegram channel, he uploads all his videos on there.
He certainly does. And you will notice as well that on the day of the Lee Rigby Memorial and the anniversary of the Manchester bombing, I shared all of James's material. It was absolutely superb. And I like to do that. I could have written a few things or done something myself, but I think it's very good that I use my following to often amplify other people's messages. And if you're not following James on Telegram, please make sure you do. His work is absolutely priceless. So what region are we doing next?
So we don't have Northeast yet, so let's do Yorkshire.
Well, Yorkshire have been very busy little bees, and I must say I do really love your banner game.
Yeah, so obviously this is Sam's region, and they've been busy this month. They've had a few events. Let me get my Yorkshire notes up. Yorkshire, okay. So they had a walk and a barbecue on one day. They also had another walk and a visit to Hardcastle Crags. And on the 22nd of May, they joined the East Mids region and they had a hike and a barbecue. And there were 40 people that attended that event. Also Yorkshire, which we're going to get to in a moment, have been helping out some nationalist candidates in the local election. One stood as an independent and one stood with the British Democrats. So we're going to speak about that and the results of that in a moment. But yeah, Yorkshire have been out delivering leaflets for other movements, for other people, and obviously been out exercising, been having barbecues, doing all the stuff that Yorkshire do, raising awareness through their banners. But I think Yorkshire, have you got more photos for Yorkshire? They should have a few as well.
I certainly have, and I will show you these. That looks absolutely incredible, as does that. That looks like a very, very wholesome gathering.
Yeah.
The Yorkshire photos. Absolutely phenomenal work there. So shall we do the East Midlands next? They did some, they did quite a bit of work and they also did some events, didn't they, with the West Midlands?
Yeah, the East Mids have had a joint event with the West Mids and a joint event with Yorkshire. And I think that's it for the East Mids. But yeah, they have some good pictures too.
That looks fantastic.
Yeah, so they had a hike and a picnic on the 8th of May. They just visited some historical sites and some ancient pubs. Have you got the pictures of the picnic that they had? Did you show that? It looks so good. The cheese board and the picnic. It's just so wholesome. Everyone just brings some food and they have a picnic together. So that was the East Mids. And then obviously they had the event with Yorkshire, which was attended by 40 people. And that was one of the most challenging hikes that we've done. I didn't actually go to that, but it was quite intense, apparently. I think it was about 6 hours.
So some great pictures there. London and Eastern region did a couple of joint events, didn't they?
Yeah, London and Eastern England had a joint litter pick, and there's a litter pick photo and also a joint leafletting day. It's great to see London get up and going again, because London have taken a little bit of time out, but they're back with the same team as before. They're raring to go, and they've been teaming up with Eastern England and going out and doing activism, cleaning up local areas, delivering leaflets, that kind of thing. But yeah, looks great.
So let's have a look at the Southwest. Now, these pictures are absolutely fantastic from the Southwest.
Yeah, that's such a good photo. This is the Southwest, which is run by Claire. So PA Southwest braved the elements of Dartmoor today. Despite the bad weather, we had a good turnout and welcomed new members to the group. On another day, I believe it was, they went out leafleting with a small group, and they also assisted an independent candidate in Devon with his electoral leafleting. So the Southwest have also been out helping another candidate as well with leafleting.
And last but certainly not least is Wales. And these guys have been busy leafleting.
Yeah, so Joe just loves to go out and go leafleting. He's out all the time.
He's a leafleting machine, isn't he?
Yeah. Did you do the West Mids? I don't think you did the West Mids.
Didn't I do the West Mids? Have I forgotten the West Mids?
Yeah, because there's something good to reveal about the West Mids.
Is there?
The West Mids is the biggest group.
Maybe I'm ignoring the West Mids subconsciously, because their regional organizer has just texted me saying, there's no way you can do 20 pull-ups. I want to see a video, or it didn't happen.
The West Mids is actually the biggest group, and they are now at the stage where they're breaking their group into smaller groups, because just having the West Mids is too much for one person to handle. As you can see, the photographs for the West Mids are usually attended by the most amount of people. So they're now currently dividing their group up into maybe like Birmingham, or I'm not sure what regions they'll choose. They're appointing officers to stand below Tim and run smaller areas. So the West Mids are absolutely smashing it. As you can see, that's one of the litter picks that they did, which was attended by 33 people, and they picked up 106 bags of litter. They have broken the record so far for the largest litter pick. But yeah, that's the West Mids.
They've been doing amazing work in the West Mids. Now, I just want to give a bit of a shout out to a young lad who calls himself Stagshead. I believe it was him who did an amazing video from the Southwest. Now, I haven't got any of the videos tonight, but if you hunt around on Telegram, Gab, some of them will be on Twitter as well. That particular video of the Southwest's activity was absolutely superb. And I know James Goddard produces some wonderful videos too. So please make sure you subscribe to our different regional feeds on Telegram to see some amazing video footage of what we get up to. And as you can see, when I said earlier we were going to start with the bad news and get to the good news, you can see that despite the oppression, we haven't been deterred, and we're just going from strength to strength. Now, one of the things that unfortunately we haven't managed to do yet is stand in elections, and that's because we have been facing stiff and potentially illegal resistance from the Electoral Commission, who've been doing everything in their power to stop us standing as a political party. Now, that may or may not be illegal, but despite the fact that we have been blocked from standing as a political party, we do aid other political parties, independent candidates and groups when they stand in elections. Now, some of those groups are happy for us to talk about our aid, the aid we give them, and some of them don't want us to talk about it, which is fair enough, but we are going to be continuing to do that. But in the run-up to last month's elections, actually they were this month's elections, weren't they? They were May elections. Yeah, earlier this month, in the run-up to this month's elections, what was called Super Thursday, PA were out all over the country helping independent candidates and other political parties. Now, Laura knows a bit more about this because one of the parties we helped was one of the old BNP splinter groups called the British Democratic Party. And we helped Dr. James Luthwaite, who I've designed numerous leaflets for in the past when he was actually a councillor in Bradford. I designed his election address when he actually got elected to Bradford City Council. He still stands, but under a different party banner now. And Laura and Sam, you were out helping him, weren't you, with his electoral push?
Yeah, we've actually had quite a lot of people out from Yorkshire helping two candidates. One was James Luthwaite, who stood with the British Democrats, and one was an independent candidate. And you know, we've always said at PA that we just want the country to be saved. It doesn't matter if we do it or if someone else does it. We're going to obviously give it our best, and we hope that PA will be accepted through the Electoral Commission application eventually. But in the meantime, we have the activists, we have the feet out on the streets, but we can't stand for ourselves. So what we've been doing is helping other candidates deliver leaflets. And I didn't actually know that Claire in the Southwest and her group had helped a candidate until everyone sent me over the information this week. So that's excellent as well. Out of the two candidates that we helped, our candidates beat all other candidates apart from Labour and the Tories. So they came third in both cases, which obviously coming third isn't the best scenario, but it's good to know that the nationalist candidate is like the third party of Britain. It seems that whenever a nationalist candidate stands against, I mean, we beat the Lib Dems, we beat Reform, we beat, is it Change UK or something? All those other parties we beat, but we couldn't beat the big two parties. But it is good that when people vote based on ideology, they do seem to be choosing the nationalist candidate, but people are still stuck in that two-party system. And it might be that people are thinking, you know, Labour are absolutely terrible. They're the party of global homo. I have to vote for the Tories to keep Labour out. And obviously this has been a strange election anyway, because I think COVID played a big part in how people voted, and maybe even Brexit still as well. So people are still voting for Labour and the Tories. We saw it with the general election, you know, with people in the north who hate the Tories voting for the Tories because they didn't want to vote for Labour. And unfortunately, the Tories won in both seats, and then Labour came in second, and then our candidates came in third. But we can learn from that. You know, we can maybe target our literature in the future to say, you guys need to get out of this two-party system. We're proud that our candidates came third. You know, we had a great time going out and helping them deliver leaflets. It was good experience for our guys in case they have to do it for PA in the future. And it was also nice to lend a hand, you know, to someone, just giving up time to help someone. I think it's nice to do things like that. So, yeah, not the best result, but I was quite white-pilled when I saw the results and I saw that we'd beaten everyone else apart from the two big parties. But what do you think, Mark?
Well, I think it's a really excellent idea to go and help other parties and to build good links with parties that are friendly towards us. Now, another party I want to talk about is the English Democrats. People know that we've got a very good relationship with Robin Tilbrook. Robin Tilbrook was on a special stream with myself and Laura. He helped us write our guidance notes for how to deal with the police if you're arrested. He helped us do our, we actually came on and did a 2-hour stream. Never before has a nationalist group has a solicitor come on a live stream and actually answer questions free of charge to the community for 2 hours. He's helped us immensely. So obviously, if you have English Democrats standing in your area, please do lend them a hand as well. But we do intend to help other political parties, and we intend to build bridges with other nationalist organisations, because I do believe that we are in this together with them. And if they are friendly to us, there are some nationalist organisations that can't stop attacking us, that really can't stop attacking us. And there are other ones that wish us all the best. I've got a question in the chat from Gary Rakes from the New British Union, and he says, they've been under the same attack, police visits and bank problems. But we're on good terms with Gary Rakes and the New British Union. We're on good terms with the British Democratic Party. We're on good terms with English Democrats. We're on good terms with many parties. And we will help them stand in elections if they wish. We will lend them their support, lend them our support. Because when we can't stand in elections, that doesn't mean elections stop. So we will be doing something positive. But what we won't be...
Sorry, I was
just going to say, we're not going to be helping any of those cringe lords that fly Israeli flags.
Yeah, we're not going to be. We're not going to be helping any Civ Nats because you have the same politics as David Lammy. David Lammy is a Civ Nat now, apparently. But yeah, I just wanted to say, after the elections, we actually found out that there were a couple of other nationalist candidates that stood, and they weren't able to deliver many leaflets because they didn't have the manpower. If these people had gotten in touch with us, we could have sent activists to their area and delivered a few thousand leaflets. And if you're scared about being linked to PA, we can do it anonymously. You know, we're not doing this because we want people to say, wow, PA are such good people. We're doing this because we want you to get elected and help move Britain forward. So in the future, I would hope that more people would get in touch with us if we still can't stand for ourselves, and we'll help more people. And like I say, you know, James is quite happy to be associated with us. He's a great guy. Him and Sam are like best mates now. But if you do want us to remain anonymous and, you know, not officially be linked to us, we will still do it. We'll still help you.
Yeah, we certainly will. We're not doing this just for glory so we can stick it on a stream. If you come to us and say, look, I'm an independent candidate and I need some help, I'm a nationalist, but please don't shout it all over the place, we will come and help you covertly. As Laura said so rightly, it's winning that counts. But yes, that will shock some. We have been working towards electoral gains, even though the Electoral Commission have yet to pass us. Now, on to something slightly different. You'll see that we have a new leaflet. We've done plenty of activities. We have also been active in elections. But one of the regions that has fallen off is the Southeast. Unfortunately, our Southeast organiser has been of ill health, and that has led to him having to take a bit of a back seat. Now, we are opening up the position of Southeast organiser. So if you would like to be considered for Southeast organiser, please do get in touch with me at mark@thefallofwesternman.com. So that's mark@thefallofwesternman.com. Email me if you'd like to be the Southeast regional organiser. Now, one thing I did want to talk about a bit today is the number of CVs I've been doing, helping young, well, people of all ages. And I do have a number of CVs to do, but you might have noticed over the last couple of days, I've been a bit of ill health. I'm just recovering from a little bit of flu-like symptoms. And because of that, I'm a bit snotty today, and I haven't been working at 110% this week. So to the couple of people who I am helping with your CV in the next couple of weeks, well, meant to be helping this week, I will be helping you very soon. And I will give an update on helping young people back into work on next month's PA update when I've been, hopefully, a little bit better health. Now, the next thing we want to talk about tonight is our good friend, the Patriarch. I hope he is ready, because as I've told you in the past, we now have the Hello. Patriotic Arts community. Are you there? Are you there, Patriarch?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can the audience hear the Patriarch? I hope they can. What have you been up to, my friend? Are you in good health?
Yeah, I'm relatively well, thanks. Yeah, generally pushing forward with things. Weather's been a bit up and down. Same with my crypto. I seem to be following a common trend there. But generally good, generally good.
I hope your health's a bit better than your crypto.
yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, the motto of the story with the Patriarch is whatever he's investing in, don't, because it will naturally crash moments after he's bought it. He has the reverse Midas touch when it comes to cryptocurrency investments.
Diamond hands, Mark, diamond hands.
You're about as good with cryptocurrency as you are at Resident Evil 5 ammo conservation. I would say that. Would you say that was an accurate description of your crypto skills?
Well, I'm a long-term hodler, so
he'll be a millionaire by the time he's hit triple figures. By the time he's getting that letter from the Queen, he'll be a millionaire.
Yes, well, hopefully my creative endeavors make up for it. So
they certainly do, and that's what you're here to talk about tonight, my friend. So, do you have a video for us to share?
Yes. So obviously, this is the third month running now. And this month's challenge was the future of our children. So I think obviously there's been a lot of people busy, but we did have some solid submissions and drops. And so I did another video compilation, basically working with what was provided. And there's always a sort of a theme, an organic theme that emerges from the kind of general content that's provided. And I kind of roll with it and create something. And so you've got the link. Hopefully everyone enjoys it.
I'm just searching for the link. Would you like me to show you the video now?
Yeah. It's in a DM on your Telegram.
I will just pick it out, my friend. Do not worry. Let me just get this queued up and then we will get it shown. It's only a shorty, and then we'll tell people what we're going to be up to next month, because we've got an exciting bit of news, haven't we?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so this is this month's Patriotic Arts Community entries.
Strolling through a meadow green, I smell and see how my flowers feel. Some are small and only started tasting the solar beam, don't yet know how corrupted their land might be. Some stand tall with their spears high, and pierce souls which collapse and cry. All of them in stillness bloom, so beautiful even when darkness looms. So firm against the sudden air blow, they embrace the summer winds of low. And I keep watching how this earth is building. It's my flowers named our children.
Well, thank you for that, Patriot. That was very, very inspirational. Absolutely amazing works there. Have you decided what next month's is going to be?
Not yet, actually. We usually do a poll so people get to vote, but I think I'm going to do a shorter poll, maybe a choice of three this month, and probably some kind of front runners from last month's, because they just miss out on getting voted in. So I think it's only fair we kind of put them to the front lines, and then we can choose from them. So yeah, some tasty ones, and hopefully people can get involved with them.
Superb. And you will be joining me at the beginning of next month on the Sunday the 6th to commentate on the Warzone tournament.
Yeah, I'll be there, of course.
And
of course,
we are finally going to settle our differences later next month as well, apparently.
Yes, I hear you want to get commanded and conquered.
Yes. On June the 20th, for the Retro Gaming Night, myself and the Patriarch will be facing off in Classic Command and Conquer and Classic Red Alert, where we will finally be settling the simmering tension between us that has been building over the last few months. So that is something to look forward to. Well, thank you so much, Patriarch. I've really enjoyed that work. Honestly, it is truly inspirational. I just want to say to everyone in the chat, if you guys can please find his channel on Telegram, find his channel on YouTube, on Odyssey, please, please share these videos, because they're absolutely amazing. But before you go, you are working on a website where people will be able to see the actual collections of the art. Is that correct?
Yeah, so hopefully it'll be out within the next month or two. But I think to take this arts community to the next level and to get more exposure, we need a central hub, really, and a website would do that. So, you know, it'll be a place where the artists can actually have their own sort of page, you know, and regular submissions, regular artists, you know, will be able to kind of promote themselves as well through it, because as you know, as good as Telegram is, it's a little limited and a bit niche. So we'd like to just get more exposure, and then from that people can forward the links and, you know, and have more growth and reach more kind of normies, you know. Just so that's the general goal of the community, really, is to put out creative content for you know, for the general public. So, you know, we're a little bit limited on Telegram, so we do need a central hub.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great having you on tonight, and I look forward to seeing more of your work, and also I look forward to working with you in the coming months, and obviously also I look forward to absolutely thrashing you at Command and Conquer and Red Alert. So that's going
to
be
I look forward to that.
I bet you will. I can tell you this now, he will have bought the game and he'll be spending every waking hour. I hope you're still working on getting your wife pregnant rather than just practicing on Command and Conquer.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my hands in a few different pockets and pies. So. That come across a little bit wrong, actually.
I can't believe you just described.
I didn't mean it spending... like that. It was more like I was gonna say I get around, but I didn't mean it like that either. Just I was trying to say industrious. I'm industrious. That's it.
You don't practice Command and Conquer whilst making love to Mrs. Patriarch, do you?
Well, those kind of words kind of could be linked for some.
On that bombshell, Sam has arrived, so I'm going to say goodnight to you, Patriot. Have a good night, and I will see you at the beginning of next month for the next Warzone tournament. See you then, my friend.
Cheers, bye.
Bye. Hello, Sam.
Hey.
That was a hell of a conversation to walk in on.
I thought you might want to say hello, because obviously we spoke about you at the start of the stream, but you were...
What, me? What's going on with me?
You were boxing, so I was talking about you, but I thought maybe the chat might want to see if you're all right. And
yeah.
How are you doing?
Doing well, yeah. You can't keep us down, and we just keep on trucking on and on. Then, yeah, it's just another part of the struggle, I guess. And but, yeah, we're not letting it keep us down, are we?
Nope.
Packing tea, tidying the house, other thrilling things like that. But yeah, just generally keeping on. Did you announce the new leaflet as well on this?
Or have I just... We certainly did.
All right, good. I was going to say, because I think next weekend we're leafleting, so we'll be printing off a whole bunch of those this week and getting some of them out as well, so that'll be good. But yeah, it's, I'm still going to keep doing what I can while, you know, obeying the the rules that are being set out for me.
Yeah. Just got to wait and see what happens now. And it's frustrating having to wait. It's like, if you're going to do something, just do it.
Yeah.
But obviously they haven't got anything, so they have to have time to find something. Mm. And obviously, meanwhile, me and Sam are like, just waiting to see what happens. But
yeah, I'm just glad I've got you by my side, really. It's a perfect woman here. Just loyal to the end, which is really good. You know, it gives you the energy to keep fighting.
You've got a good set of people around you.
Yeah, love you.
You too.
But we're not at the end. He said loyal to the end. We're not at the end. This is just the beginning. So
yeah.
Making that completely clear.
It's just another part of it. We're saying as well, it's like, you know, it's a rough couple of months, but it's like, it's a couple of months in the state of, you know, years of struggle here we're going to be facing, and it's like, just get it out of the way, over and done with, and move on. And onwards and upwards, bigger and better things. And like I say, you've obviously recounted everything that's been done during May and probably a little bit of April, haven't you? Because the last one was centered around me as well, I suppose, wasn't it? but it's like each group's doing great stuff. Obviously, last weekend we had a massive one with East Midlands, which was fantastic. I think 40 people. But barbecue afterwards was great and everything. And some of us hung around pretty late as well. Oh, shot now.
That's better.
Some of us hung out pretty late as well, into the night, just around a little chimney. And I think we actually had like a second mini barbecue in the car park, just like finishing off some sausages and everything. But yeah, just having a good time around the little campfire. And really nice day. Really, really good people. So I'm loving it still. It's still good fun. Yeah, we'll just keep pushing.
It's not boring anyway.
that's for damn sure. Yeah.
Well, thank you. It's good to see you, Sam, and it's good to see you in such good spirits. So we have one thing to talk about remaining before we do the Q&A, and it's a very brief announcement, and that is just to tell you all that we do have the next conference booked. We have a date, we have a venue, and that will be announced soon. So do not fear, we have a conference coming up. That's all we can say now. We have some great speakers. We have some surprises. It is going to be good. And that will just tell you that we are now fully back on track. And in the lead up to that conference, as the lockdown eases, if it eases, we have a number of amazing regional events too. So keep your eyes peeled, and I will be announcing to all of those who have already purchased a ticket and to all of those who want to purchase a ticket that were on the waiting list for the conference, exactly how and when they can get their ticket, they can redeem their ticket, and when things are going to be moving forward. So keep your eyes peeled. We have a lot coming up this year. So now we are going to do the super chats and the questions and answers. People have super chatted through Entropy, and I'm going to read these out. Vulture Man gave $40. Thank you very much, my friend. And he said, evil triumphs if nobody hears about it. Well, thank you very much. We will keep speaking the truth. Serena JB gave £5. Thank you very much, Serena. And she said, the police are complete scum. Say strong, Laura and Mark, and love to Sam too. Kiss, kiss. Thank you, Serena. You couldn't be more correct. The Flying Dutchman gave $25. Thank you very much, my friend. But no comment was left. Red Lion gave $5. Thank you very much, and said, Britain seems to be getting worse and worse. It does, and that's why we'll be fighting harder and harder. Vulture Man has been extremely generous tonight. Thank you so much, my friend. And he gave another $20 with the word gift. Thank you. Red Line gave another $5. Thank you very much. And he said, it is no better than Russia or China, actually. It is worse. At least in Russia and China, the government work for the people. Very true, my friend. Thank you. Red Line gave $3. Thank you very much. And said, you have to take legal action or this harassment will never end. We are doing so. Trish 65535 gave $50. Thank you for the generous super chat. We read that one out earlier. Thank you so much. Alex May gave £25. Thank you so much. And he said, a heads up for the demo at Dover tomorrow. Be there at 1 p.m. to support the Defend Our Borders protest. Dover is a small place and the demo will be easy to locate. Plus, thank you to Laura and Mark. Your contribution is invaluable. You will give us the will to continue to fight. Thank you very much. Vulture Man gave another $20. Thank you so much for your generosity tonight. And he simply said, gift. Yitzhak Rabin gave $50. Thank you for the generous super chat, and said, the British government isn't really much better than the Kremlin or the CCP. Never stop. Stay strong. You are God. God's chosen people. Thank you so much, my friend. Stan One gave £25. Thank you so much and said, fantastic work by all. Loving the pictures. Thank you, Stan. And British Gammon gave £25. Thank you so much, my friend, and said, fantastic work, Mark and Laura. That is very much appreciated. Alligator Snapping Turtle asked, how about an anti-usury banking system leaflet? Well, we are going to be talking more about that in the future, but I'm not sure whether the public would want something like that. We're going to be mainly pushing back against the lockdown, things that are featuring heavily in the news. VM asked, considering how often our people are currently attacked, like the recent footballer incident, thoughts on PA setting up an initiative to support these victims. Now, did you see this, Laura? There was a footballer, a black footballer, who got into an altercation with a homeless girl, and she called him a racial slur, and he actually assaulted her. He kicked her cup of money over and drenched her with water. Absolute scumbag, this guy. He's a 23-year-old footballer. I think his name's Ryan Gondo or something like that. Somebody will put it in the chat. But this guy basically assaulted a homeless girl because she used a naughty word against him. And all of these plebs on Twitter are actually supporting him, even though he assaulted a woman, a homeless woman. His name's Ryan Gondo. I think that's how you pronounce it. Spelled G-O-N-D-O-A. And you've got these idiots on Twitter saying things like, don't know him personally, but will fight his corner to the very end. Nothing wrong with his actions at all. So now if somebody calls you a name, you can assault them. We've got, you know, he said, so I'm racially abused, but the bad guy for shaming the racist. What? Well, you didn't shame her. You assaulted her and kicked her money. She's homeless.
It's also typical with those videos as well. They kind of cut in just as the white person is reacting to something. Like, we've no idea what the lead up to this was. I mean,
well, somebody, very like, interesting you say that, Sam. Very interesting you say that, because they cut out what provoked this. Now, apparently, she asked him for a donation. She was begging because she's homeless. And apparently, allegedly, he, well, it has been alleged in places that there was more to this than what's been seen. So, you know, I look forward to seeing a longer cut of the video, but looking at some of these comments on Twitter, these blue check marks and these idiots on Twitter, they really do, they've all taken the vaccine, they're all boasting about they've taken the vaccine, and they're all supporting this this guy throwing water over somebody is assault, assaulting this girl and kicking her cup. I really do hope all these blue check marks have actually taken the vaccine, like they've said, because if there are complications, these horrible anti-white people truly do deserve them. And I've got to say this. When I was at school, there was an old phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. We were never incentivized or encouraged to attack people because they said something to you. You were incentivized to be an adult, to act in a moral way, to not rise to the bait, to behave in a better way. This guy attacked a woman and threw water over and kicked her a begging cup over because she said something to him. I really hope, and if anyone's got the full video, send it to me, because I would love to put it up on my Telegram. And to all those people supporting that guy throwing water over a homeless girl, I've got to say this to you. You're absolute vermin. All you blue check marks on Twitter, you are absolute, absolute scum. Those blue check marks should basically be like a mark of shame, a mark of utter, utter shame. And people out there, screen cap these people. Let's not forget the names of people who call for attacks against white people. Let's not forget the names of the people who think that because somebody said a naughty word, that gives non-whites the right to physically assault white people. Let's remember who these terrible, vile people are. Thin Redline gave $3 US. Thank you very much. She said, pushing back against the lockdowns is a great opportunity for nationalists. Many people, especially the young, are fed up with the lockdowns and the left is more or less in favour of them. Very good point. That's why we're pushing back against them. Green Albion Man said, if I don't hear back from a regional organiser about my application to be vetted, can I try another region? Email me at mark@thefallofwesternman.com if you're having problems with registration. 88th Brigade said, bit of a random question mark, but if you owned cats, would you allow them to fight in the background while you streamed, and would you shout at them when they fought, asking for a friend? Well, I don't own any cats, but I certainly wouldn't go mad at my cats on a stream. That's a bizarre. I don't even know who's talking. I'm not sure about that. Is this like some trick question, Laura? Would you go berserk?
Did that happen to someone on stream or something?
So is it a reference?
It's a very specific question.
So I referenced that there was that girl gamer streamer who, like, she was like feeding a cat's vodka on stream or something. I don't know if that's a reference.
Yeah,
if
you've got pets, don't ever attack them. Don't ever attack them. But certainly don't attack them on stream. Never attack them. Don't attack them on
stream. I don't think anyone's attacking the cats. I think the cats were fighting amongst themselves, I guess.
that is quite...
Taking time out from your stream to kick your cat.
That is quite a bizarre question. But yeah, I'm confused. Obviously, somebody who is probably a bit of a not too good person has obviously done something to their cats on a stream, and I'm not aware of this, but they sound like they're sounds like something has happened. But let me just say, we love animals, and I certainly don't believe that cats should be fighting on streams, nor should streamers be attacking their cats or whatever. Trish 65535 gave another $25 US. Thank you so much for your generosity tonight, and asked a question for Sam. Sam, have you had a chance to teach Laura to box yet?
She's actually got a pretty mean right. But, I mean, just put an umbrella in her hand and then all of a sudden it's fair fight, no matter the size of the man. But, yeah, she's all right, you know. Give her, you know, hands up a few times and see what she's got. She just needs to learn to cover when she throws. And other than that, though, you'd be all right.
Yeah, he's actually been teaching my niece, haven't you? Because she goes to... Is it martial arts?
Martial arts now.
She goes to martial arts.
Yeah, we got was it Christmas? We got a boxing bat.
Yeah.
You know, one of those ones you kind of stand on, you hit it and it just bounces back, whatever. But she really enjoyed that. So we got her into martial arts and she's really enjoying that now, isn't she?
She's got a little white belt, you know, like the first one that you get.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, she punches and then she, like, puts her arms down. Yeah. Sam's like, you need to keep your guard up.
Well, I think we should all be doing fitness, and I would definitely love to. I definitely love to see Laura learning how to box with Sam. That does sound very entertaining. Maybe at some point we will have to do some actual physical fitness videos and have them all have them shown on the PA website and on some of our accounts. I'm sure that would be very, very motivational. Well, that brings us to about the end of the stream, and I just want to stress a few things. Numerous people have asked in the chat about donations. If you have donated to me in the past, you can still donate via all the crypto links. They are completely fine. None of them are with Coinbase, so you can donate via crypto. And if you want to write to me at mark@thefallofwesternman.com to donate via bank transfer, if you regularly donate via bank transfer, because I'm one of the few people in the world who's actually banned, who's been banned from Subscribestar. I set up a Subscribestar account. It was dormant for a while, and as soon as I activated it, they told me I wasn't allowed it. So some people do donate to me via bank transfer, and if you want to do that, or you already do, I will have to give you new details come July. Very, very unfortunate what's happened. But before we say our good nights, I do want to play something which I think is rather fantastic. There is a YouTube video of the Southwest hike on Dartmoor. Laura, shall we play that for the group before we say our good nights?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's
I'll
a great
check
video.
It's not too long. No, it's only a couple of minutes. So let's show this, because this is one of the excellent videos. This is the video I mentioned earlier, produced by Stag's Head. So let's get this shared. This is a bit of a morale booster.
leaves are falling all around. Time I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged. Such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moonlight's my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way. Sometimes I grow so tired. But I know I've got one thing I got to do. Ramble on. And now the time is now. Sing my song. I'm going round the world. I gotta find my girl on my way. I've been this way 10 years to the day. Ramble on. I'm proud to cream of all my dreams. Got no time for spreading. The time has come to be gone. And though I healthily drank a thousand times, it's time to ramble on. Ramble on. And now the time is now. Sing my song. I'm going round the world. I gotta find my girl on my way. I've been this way 10 years to the day. I gotta ramble on. I gotta find the queen of all my dreams. Life's a tale that can't be told. My freedom I hold dear. How years ago, in days of old, when magic filled the air, just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum and the evil one crept up and slipped away with her, yeah.
Well, that was rather excellent. I've just had the numbers in as well for tonight's show. At peak, we had just over 900 on DLive, Odyssey, and Entropy. And we have had 1,500 in total over on Radio Albion. So we've had 2,400 watching tonight. Absolutely fantastic numbers. Again, massively boosted by it being on Radio Albion again. Thank you so much to Sven Longshanks for allowing us to stream to his platform. And we have one last super chat from Pleasant Pheasant Plucker, who gave £3 and said, good stream. Mark did doing 1,000 push-ups per day improve your boxing striking power? It certainly improved my definition. I don't know whether it improved my power. One thing you'll find, though, is if you space your exercises, so say you want to get good abs, if you do sort of a minute or 2 minute plank every hour for 10 hours, or you do, you know, 100 crunches every hour for 10 hours, 1,000 crunches in a day, or 1,000 push-ups, or you do 10, 20 pull-ups 10 times a day. You do that once a week, and by the time you've done a month of that, you do really notice the difference. So yeah, it does have a difference, but I'm not sure if it improved my actual striking power. And I haven't done anything like that for years. The last time I did those kind of numbers of push-ups was maybe about 2017, 2018. It's been a long time, but I do still regularly train at the gym. Although, as I said, not this week because I'm a bit under the weather. Now, before we wrap up tonight, before Laura has her final say, don't forget tomorrow night, I am debating Jeremy Poole from Wake Up UK. Hopefully my Flu symptoms will have completely gone by then, so I won't be bunged up at all. It's 9 p.m. UK time. The debate's scheduled to last just over an hour, so please do join us there. Now, Laura, do you and Sam have any final words before we wrap things up?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to all our regional organisers. Obviously, we showed what they've been doing today. You know, we showed the photographs, and you can see the number of people attending our events now is bigger than it was 6 months ago, and then that was bigger than it was 6 months ago. We really are growing, and we hope that we've shown that through the photographs today. I'm going to try and name every organiser and hope that I don't miss anyone. We've got Si, we've got James, we've got Sam, we've got Tim, Michael, Steve, Cornelius, Joe, and Claire. Haven't missed anyone, have I?
No.
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 And they're just fantastic people. They have families and they have jobs, and then they volunteer their time to help run a region, you know, massive area. They do so much, and I'm so pleased with all of them and so proud of the work that they're doing. So yeah, thank you to the regional organisers and everyone that helps out. You know, they've got security officers, political officers, media officers. Each region is like a little mini PA, and they're all doing so well. Just thank you to everyone who watched the stream as well. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll keep you updated with regards to Sam's case and my devices and all that kind of stuff. If you do want to support me and Sam, if you drink tea or coffee, feel free to switch to Grandma Towlers as your tea or coffee brand, because you know, that helps us. We run the business, and then the money gets invested back into the community. But yeah, are we streaming on Sunday, Mark?
Oh, I forgot about that. We've got our book review, haven't we? I hope you've read the book, Laura. Oh dear.
I can't read.
No, I've grugged her down to my level.
Oh no.
It's only a short book. I will be able to read that. It's like 100 pages or something.
Said Laura every month.
Have you read the book, Mark?
in the famous words of Robin Tilbrook, no comment.
Fake a smile.
And on that uncomfortable bombshell, we have reached the end of the stream. So thank you so much to everyone who's joined us tonight. Don't forget, I am back on, well, back tomorrow night, in fact, for a debate with Jeremy Poole on ethno-nationalism versus civic nationalism. We'll be advertising that tomorrow. I will be back on Sunday with Laura, Natty and Aunt Sally to do the book club. And we will be back next week for PWR, and the guests are the Nordic Resistance Movement. So I'm very much looking forward to doing that one. Anyway, thank you so much to everyone who's been in with us tonight. Thank you so much to everyone who's donated so generously. Thank you to all of those who tuned in. This community is absolutely amazing. It goes from strength to strength. We've had absolutely incredible numbers watching tonight. Thank you so much. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. If you are out on PA activities this weekend, please stay safe. And to everyone at home, stay strong, keep fighting. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night for the debate. I'll see you all then. Good night, everyone.